The Lady Cat softball team recently began practice, and they play their first scrimmage game on Monday. We get a softball preview from Lady Cat softball coach David Carrillo.
It's great weather. This has probably been the best weather we've had in years, you know, where we've been able to get everyone out there. Because sometimes, you know, with the weather, you can only bring half your kids or whatever. But we've been able to bring our whole full program out there every day this week. And it's just been great, and it's been a blessing. And seeing a lot of good things from our returning kids, and seeing a lot of great things from our younger kids. So it's been a great week of practice. They've been doing a very good job. And a lot of it is just learning your practice format right now. And we're trying to tweak that right now because we do have some new coaches, and we're tweaking it so it'll be, you know, very, I guess, efficient for us as coaches as well as for our players.
Scrimmage starts, I believe, on Monday.
Yes, right? We scrimmage White Oak on Monday. We're going to start off with at 5:30. We're going to scrimmage, I think, like a little JV kind of thing for a couple of innings, and then we'll bring our varsity girls in. And, you know, he said he has a few that he's going to play, and then we're just going to go ahead and get started on that. But we expect, you know, with scrimmages, it's kind of crazy because the formats are so different. You're playing off of time, and you're trying to bat your whole lineup, but it's a great evaluation tool for your kids and for coaches to be able to look at your kids, putting them in game situations. So we're very excited about being able to go play someone else and go play, and that's, you know, always a great thing.
You've got Casey Moore and maybe others in basketball, so it'll be a while before you get her, but how's the team shaping up?
Actually, very good. You know, we're missing Casey, of course, and she's a big part of our program. But you know, when she gets done, I'm sure she'll be fired up and ready to go, you know, out in that field. So we're not, you know, we're just, you know, when she comes, and for now the girls, you know, they just know that they are still competing for some of those spots that are open. Actually, there's a couple that are open right now, and the competition is good. We have some very good players that are coming up again, like I said, to compete for those spots. And we still have some basketball kids that, you know, will come up and compete for those spots. So, you know, for the most part, though, we do have our infield basically returning because you have, you know, we moved Kristen Allen from second base to third to take Jaylee Avery's spot. And then you have Sarah Womack and Sierra Nickerson, who broke her hand playing second, you know, and she's back, you know, healthy. And then, of course, you know, right now we have Mandy Stoniker playing first right now. And then you still have Casey, who's going to come back, you know, when she does. And then a catcher is Molly Johnston right now. And then, of course, Summer White is going to start in the circle for us. But we have Casey who can pitch. And we have a few other girls that can throw if we have to use them. So, you know, that being said, I feel pretty good, you know, being set up in there of how we are. And the outfield, of course, you got Michaela coming back and Katie Barnett coming back in the outfield. And then you have a left fielder position open, and right now we have penciled in Alyssa Abram out there in left, and a freshman. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, again, the girls are very excited. They've been practicing well. I've been stressing a whole lot about team, and encourage. And that's what we're getting right now. I feel like our players are in it to win it, and we're just kind of just waiting to go play.
KSST Sports.